Isabel Restaurant for providing breakfast located at 330 Northwest 10th Avenue, serving Latin flavors with Asian accents in Portland's Pearl District, using ingredients grown at their own Stargaze Farm in Sandy, Oregon. Bridges Cafe and Catering for providing lunch, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, committed to using local and organic ingredients, breakfast served every day, all day, and lunch on weekends. Dinner is from Marrakesh, located at 1201 Northwest 21st Avenue, open daily 5 to 10 p.m., with belly dancing Wednesday through Sunday, serving Moroccan cuisine since 1989.
And it is 6 o'clock, and you are listening to KBOO Portland. Up next is Bread and Roses, and this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from PBP Insurance, working to assist individuals throughout Oregon with open enrollment process through healthcare.gov. Information on how PBP Insurance can help is available at 503-223-3638 or enrollnoworegon.com. Up next, Bread and Roses.
At the dawn of the day, all the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing bread and roses.
Welcome to Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. I'm Mary Postlewaite. Bread and Roses is a collective of women-identified radio activists. We give voice to those working for social justice and equity, globally and locally. We strive to challenge systems of oppression. All this, and we have fun doing it. Mm-hmm. We always welcome new collective members. No experience necessary. To find out more, contact KBOO's volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org. You can like KBOO Bread and Roses on Facebook to get updates and behind-the-scenes photos. We're on Twitter at Bread and Roses Radio. You can also find us on the web at www.kboo.fm/breadandroses to listen to past shows and leave comments or suggestions. You can also email us suggestions at breadandrosescollective@gmail.com. Tonight, we have a special guest. My daughter, Marshalia Postlewaite, will be hosting her first live show.
Yes.
So we're here with her. Marshalia, you want to take it over from here?
Sure. Thanks, Mom. So today, yes, like my mom said, I will be hosting my first show, and I have a couple of young ladies in studio with us tonight, and we can go around and just say our names, and then the icebreaker question that I would like to ask is, if you could create any kind of donut, what kind of donut would you create? We were walking by Voodoo Donuts today, and it just popped into my head, and I thought we should have an icebreaker question.
I'll start.
All right, Mom.
We all know who I am. I'm Mary Postlewaite, and I think my donut would be bubblegum. I don't know. Bubblegum something. I can't say it on the air.
She can't say the name of the donut on the air.
But yeah, something to do with bubble gum. And in the spirit of Voodoo Donuts, then I think you might be able to get what I was going to say.
Yeah.
However, bubblegum donut.
Hi, I'm Lamaya. If I could choose any donut to make, I would do like the maple bar donut, but with like ice cream filling and like maybe some chocolate chips on top.
Ooh,
she got a good really one.
Okay, my name is Shalana, and I say if I were to create a donut, I'd probably do like a chai tea or like a pumpkin spice donut. I mean,
That's
I mean, that's like my favorite tea. Right there.
I like
too. Pumpkin.
So. That sounds really good.
Yum. Oh, there's so many donuts I like. Oh. If I could create one, I think it might have to be like a gummy bear filling donut. I don't know. Like, I know that they have one with gummy bears on it, but it'd have to be like
in it.
Like the filling, you know?
So it got to be like gummy inside.
Yeah. So
you get the whole experience.
Yes, the whole experience. And it has to have different flavors all throughout. It can't just be one.
You got to put one of each flavor.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, okay, so the green is the best.
Get the good experience. The rainbow flavors.
Yes, for sure. Cool. Well, thanks for sharing. Tonight, I would just like to have a conversation about things that are going on in the world and how society views us as young women, and get your ideas and opinions. I believe that it's very important for our voices to be heard, and that's what I want to do tonight. So I'd like to start off by talking about, you know, the killings in the world, you know, how do you guys feel about it? You know, these are our peers going out and killing and murdering innocent people because of something that's going on in their head. So, Lamaya, you want to share? I know we talked about it a little bit before.
It makes me want, thinking about it, I know when I think too hard about it, it does, like, really make me sad inside to have to see something like this going on in our community. And I don't necessarily think it's the person's fault. I know they made the choice, but, you know, growing up in that type of community and, you know, seeing people around you doing those type of things, that's all you know. That's all they can know. And I hope that we just get to a point where someone really is just like, okay, it's had enough. We had to start teaching these kids different things and showing them other things that they could be doing with their time rather than, you know, going out there and doing those types of things.
Yeah.
I think, well, to myself, it's kind of upsetting. It's like, why are we fighting against each other when, like, we're supposed to be working with each other?
Right.
And it kind of rubs off on people. Like, if we're seen by someone else, like, oh, like, well, that's all I do is just kill each other and stuff like that. So I don't really have any other example. I just think it really is upsetting because we're supposed to be leading by examples and showing that this is not what we're supposed to be doing as people.
Yeah, for sure. And I totally agree with what both of you guys said. And I mean, I'm the same way. It upsets me a lot to know that, you know, they're crying for help and nobody's listening. You know, nobody's, you know, catching their clues and trying to help them. Because, I mean, nobody just wakes up one day and says, hey, I'm going to go out to a theater and I'm just going to shoot people. You know, there's something behind it, and there's always that cry for help. And I think that it's important for us to talk about it and get it out there. So if there was something that you could tell somebody, what would you say to them? If you could talk to your peers right now, and if your peers were listening to you, what would you tell them?
I don't know right now. Okay.
Well, considering that there's been, like, over 350 mass shootings this year alone.
That's a lot.
That's more than one a day, average. And for the most part, not all of them were young kids, but for the most part, a lot of them were younger. And for me, it's kind of hard because that's the generation that came up right under me, you know? Mm-hmm. And to see that is telling me that my generation didn't support them enough, you know? So that's why I do what I do, because I believe that you guys, which is our next generation coming up, need to have that support. And from what you see in the world, we have to take a break here in a second, but when we come back, I want to get you guys' opinions about what you see, and I want you to tell me what it is that you think is going on. I mean, why? Why do you think that these kids are doing this? What is it, if you had a problem, or what is it about these kids that are making them go out there and feel so unwanted that, you know, they have to go and do these things.
Yeah.
So we'll elaborate more a little bit after the break.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can bring that out here. So.
Thank you, Mary. This is Del, and I'm also a member of the Bright Underdogs Collective, and I'm here with Pamela, and she is another member of the collective. We have Chris right there rocking the engineer booth, and also Leanne, another collective member, who is right here volunteering behind us. And we're all gathering together tonight because we are asking for your financial support to KBOO Community Radio, to the Bright Underdogs Collective. The number to call is 877-500-5266. You could also go online at kboo.fm and donate right there. We are looking for folks who tune in to Bread and Roses on Fridays because you know that you are going to get the kind of feminist perspectives that you are looking for. Every Friday, it will be a different perspective because you will hear very different voices, and this is what really we try to do here at the Bread and Roses Collective at KBOO Community Radio. We try to offer a forum for as many voices as possible because so many different voices are part of our communities, and it's important that all of them are heard and are part of this dialogue, this public dialogue. Once it's out onto the airwaves, you can't ignore it happen. Here tonight on Bread and Roses, we are bringing the voices of youth, of young ladies, and they are going to share their opinions and their ideas about what the world means to them and what we can do, all of us as adults and as youth and as elders, to support them so that our future is bright. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You could make a small monthly donation to KBOO. Maybe you have $5 every month that you could send us. We would really appreciate that. And when you do that, in fact, tonight, and commit to $5 a month, which would be about $60 for a year, well, thanks to generous folks, this amount will be matched dollar per dollar, so you double the amount that you give to KBOO tonight when you become a brand new member. So, hey, now is the time. Pamela, what do you say? Nothing.
There's not much. I know, oh, because I cannot believe you got all of that in there. That was pretty amazing.
She just wanted me to laugh really loud on the radio.
Oh, no. Listeners are not ready for that. Nope. No. It sounds like an emergency alert. Don't do it. It's okay.
I'm trying really hard not to.
No, I know. It's because it's me. So, and we'll take you back.
Yes. 877-500-5266. Back to you, Marcellia.
Thanks, Del. So, Shalana and Lamaya. Before we went to break, my mom had asked the question, you know, if, you know, why?
If you could tell somebody that's of your generation that may be feeling like they want to go out and do something like that, you know.
What would you say? Or what would you tell the adults? What do they need to change to help these younger teens not go out and do something like that?
Well, I feel like for the adults, they should show examples of okay, well, if you go out and do this, this is gonna happen to you. Mm-hmm. And I feel I'm kind of picturing me and myself as an adult, and I know my younger brother Robert, I would tell him, if you do this, I'm probably not gonna see you in the next few years. And I feel like parents just I'm scared for you if you go out and do this because, you know, you're my child or whatever, and I'm not gonna see you grow up of how I want to see you be or see how far you can grow. And don't know what else to say. I lost what I was gonna say. So, yeah.
What would you say, Lamaya?
If I could tell something to the parents, it'd probably just be I don't know, share with your kids that. Your experiences and the things that you've been through and the things that are happening in the world, don't sugarcoat it for them. Be honest and talk to them in a way where you're not scolding them, but you're actually showing them that you care, mm-hmm. and you're trying to help. And
you know, connecting with them on the level where they might understand and relate to you is also, to me, a big part of it. And, like, you know, kids, like, outside of home, it's hard to trust anybody.
Yeah.
You know, show them that they're your backbone, and, you know, your parents are truly the ones that are there for you for since day one. No one's better than your parents. And deep down, kids know that. And so when I feel like if you were to, you know, talk to them in a more way that they would understand, then, you know, there could be a change made.
It's yeah. called communication, people.
It is.
From the mouths of babes. We need to have communication with our kids.
Yes.
So that they're comfortable with bringing these kind of things to us.
Yeah. And I totally agree with what Lamaya and Shalana said. And I think I would really second what you said, Lamaya, because I live with someone who doesn't have any secrets, who, you know, tells it how it is. And it's made a huge impact on my life. You know, I'm one of those type of people who learn from other people's mistakes. And if, you know, teens don't know, then they're just going to go out and, you mm-hmm. know, learn for themselves. And if we hear it from the mouths who, you know, feed us and who
exactly.
gave us life, then maybe we would stop and think and say, hey, like, maybe I should listen to them. You know, they know what they're talking about. I know I do.
I know what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah, you know, my mom knows everything, quote unquote, knows everything.
In my world, I do.
In Mary's world, yeah.
So let's talk about school. You know, it's hard for teens nowadays in schools. You know, teachers nowadays, in my opinion, the teachers aren't there so much anymore because that's what they want to be. And I want to read something because it struck me when I read it. And it's a kid who sent this over the internet, and it rang true to me. It says, you know something is wrong with our schooling system if they give us an entire week off and the kids are still miserable about going back. Mm. It's to the point where they can't even say it's because we're lazy. Maybe it's because we don't have teachers that genuinely care if mm-hmm. we pass or fail. We have those teachers that just to give us a test. They're teaching just to give us a test. And if we fail, it's automatically our fault, whether for not studying hard enough or not working hard enough at it. The students just treat each other like crap and judge one another. And the only time we ever seem to care about one another is when something tragic happens. Mm-hmm. We don't hate school because we're lazy. We hate school because it's a bad environment with crappy people. Mm-hmm. Why would we want to do something every single day that just makes us miserable?
Yeah.
And that last sentence got to me because, you know, I don't like to do things that make me miserable. And I don't think anybody else in this room or in this world likes to do things that make them miserable. And that's true. This is a cry out from one of our younger generation that's telling us that we feel like we don't have anybody in school that cares about us.
Right.
We feel like the people in the school are just there to get a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not okay for me as an adult looking at the teenagers that are in front of me right now. It's just not okay. That is a cry out. What do you guys think about what I just read? You think it's true?
I think it's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both of you guys are in high school. I know I just graduated high school, and I've thought that ever since I stepped foot into mm-hmm. high school. And I've been to two different high schools. I went to De La Salle and I went to Roosevelt. And I could tell you that at both schools, I believe that there were teachers there who were only there to get money. And I could also say that at De La Salle, those are the best relationships that I've had with some of my teachers because they genuinely care. Mm-hmm. And those make the biggest impacts. You know, I like to go to school.
We're not saying that all teachers out there
no.
mm-hmm. are no good. You know, there are some excellent teachers out there that do
actually
teach
care.
Because that's what they want.
Right.
You know, they like to do that, and it's not just a paycheck. But those rare gems are few and far between nowadays, in my opinion. So, you know, how do you guys feel? Do you feel like that's what the teachers are for? Just a paycheck?
Yeah, I've had a teacher literally say to the class, like, whether you pass or fail, I'm going to still get my paycheck, you know, like.
Right, and what kind of motivation is that for you?
Exactly, and I remember he had taught a lesson, and we had a test on it, and he had told us to the class that no one in his classes had passed the test. And I was just like, isn't that an eye-opener for you as a teacher?
Right.
Yeah.
That if no one in your class is passing your test, that maybe that's your other problem in your attitude, you know, the way you come at us. Like, that's not motivation. You're not telling us to study or to work harder. You're telling us what we're bad at and what we're not doing as a class and putting that blame on us. And a lot of those kids, the reason why they act the way they act is because everyone feels the same way. They feel like they have no one to trust, they have no one to talk to, so they don't mess with anyone like that on a real level.
Right.
And a lot of kids do feel that way, so they are just have that negative attitude towards school and towards everything else because they have to come there every day and be in that environment, and it's not healthy.
We're about to go to break. When we come back, we'll speak more on the topic.
Thank you so much. Wow, LaMaya, thank you for that piece of wisdom. This is Del. I'm a member of the Brightonses Collective, and what an honor to be listening to this conversation tonight and to be able to hear from the mouth of babes. That's the term that Mary uses. I just love it. You know, young people just telling us, just calling us out on what we're doing as adults. You know, maybe we're pretending that we don't know what's going on, but they are telling us the truth. 877-500-5266 is the number to call if you would like to support a community radio that brings you the voices of youth, you know, voices of high schoolers, voices of, I've never turned my dial to any other radio stations around the Portland area where I would hear actually this kind of content, those kinds of open conversations among young people, a young person interviewing another young person. It just only happens at KBOO. That's the only place where I've seen it happen. This is why I'm investing my time and my dollars here as part of this community radio station. And I would love if you would do the same tonight because tonight is really special. We are having a one-to-one match. So if you were to give $1, that would turn dramatically into $2. But if you were to donate $100, that would turn into $200. And that's kind of fantastic. You cannot get more for your money than right now. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Pamela, how else can people donate?
They can go online to kboo.fm. And it's really important to us not just to have people supporting who've already been listening, but if you've been listening and you haven't become a member yet, don't let it stop you. This is the time to do it. We still only have really less than 40 minutes left to Bread and Roses. The kind of radio that we heard just now, where it's unfiltered, it's the voices of the community, when you're showing us that this kind of media matters, show us with your dollar. Show us with your action. It's a matter of letting these young women know that other people are really hearing them on what was important to them. How often do certain, I want to say, often marginalized, disenfranchised members of Portland kind of go around and we don't know whether we're being heard, whether our issues are mattering to anyone outside of ourselves. Yeah. And they're really giving us really what's going on with them from their hearts, and it's right to your radio. So call us at 877-500-5266.
I just want to say also they are gifts, you know, the stories that the youth are sharing with us are gifts, you know, that they are sharing with all of us as listeners and an audience. They are trusting us that we will use this information to make better and brighter decisions so that, you know, maybe if you are a teacher and have felt a little unmotivated teaching students, you know, maybe it's time for you to reconnect and to address your students directly and listen to their feedback, and or maybe find a different career. But maybe you want to come here and KBOO volunteer, learn from us how we build community, so that then you can go back and support our youth also in the school system. You know, there's lots of things that are available. There's lots of ways that we can change to be a better society together. And that's what KBOO is bringing forward every single second of every day. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And you can also go online at kboo.fm. You can make a secure donation there. And, you know, you could also come and visit us. It's a lot of us, Brandon was this collective member out here tonight. If you are a feminist and would love to chat with us, or if you are just a KBOO listener who understands the feminist lens and would like to show your support, you could also stop by and, I don't know, give us a hug or a handshake, and then we'll have you connect with our volunteer.
With consent.
Oh, you're not a hugger, Pamela?
With consent. You just
okay.
ask.
Okay, just ask. Fine. 877-500-5266. Oh, yeah, as I was going to say the address, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, if you want to come and meet with us. You know, we're laughing, but I think that tonight the topic is very important, and I think we need to seriously listen. So let's go back to listening to what youth have to tell us. Thank you, Marcellia, for bringing these voices to KBOO.
Thanks, Stowe. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, schooling and how it is. And we were talking about some of our teachers and, you know, just classes. So, Shalana, you want to give your ideas or opinions about how the school system is?
Well, honestly, from like my experience, I like going to school, honestly, which is kind
of
weird
to
hear.
I'm one of the only ones in the world.
I like school too, though.
But yeah, like I feel like teachers do it for like the money, though. But a lot of teachers, I mean, like especially at De La Salle, they really do care for the kids, mm-hmm. and you know, like you can see in their attitude with the money. I mean, like when they have just going for like a paycheck, like the attitude towards the student, and like, oh, I gotta grade these papers tonight, and I gotta grade this test, and like, oh, like I don't have time to help you today, mm-hmm. and it's like they don't really put all the effort in that they should be doing towards the student to make them better. So honestly, so they don't have to be like you, be like, oh, I have to come in here every day, mm-hmm. sit right. with these kids, act like I'm babysitting, but you're really not.
Right.
So that's right. how I feel about it.
Well, if there's any teachers out there who are listening, or you know somebody who's a teacher, you know, please just listen to what these teenagers are saying. And me being a young adult and having just graduated, you know, I believe that some teachers are only there for a paycheck. And I believe that the school system is messed up and we need to make that change. You know, there needs to be something and an outlet for these youth. You know, there's nothing anymore. My mom tells me stories all the time of everything that she had as a teen, and we don't have anything. And if, you know, we had more, you know, outlets for our teenagers, maybe we would stop going out and, you know,
killing people in movie theaters
right.
and schools.
Exactly. And so if, please, if you are a teacher or you know someone who is a teacher, have them listen, you know, ask your class, what is it that I'm doing? Get that tough criticism from your classes and from your youth. It matters.
It is our future.
Yes, we and are your future. We are the future. That is for sure. So I would like to, you know, still talking about school, talk about the peer pressure that is, you know, that comes along with being in school, and also just like peer pressure in society, because both of those are completely different. There's different types of peer pressure.
You know, adults feel like teenagers a lot, and I'm speaking as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all adults, but they figure, well, you're just a kid, you know, mm-hmm. and you'll get over it. But there's real pressures out there for you guys, mm-hmm. and it's real. And I'd like to hear from you guys, you know, what it is that you see that are the pressures and what you have done or feel like you could do in case something like that happens that would give you a different outlet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something positively get around the pressure of whatever it is that they're trying to get you to do. So let's talk.
I think about it as like if you're peer pressuring me or asking me to do something and I tell you no, I don't want to, and you either sit there and try to convince me or say then I don't want to be friends with you, then that's not the type of person I want in my life. Anyways, if you're gonna sit there and like ask me to do something that might not be a good choice and you know that, and you're still, you know, asking me to do it and saying that you won't be my friend anymore, then I don't need someone like that in my life, because they're not going to make me go where I want to go. They're not going to take me where I need to be, and that's smart. Just the way it is, and I don't want to have to be around that anyways if you're going to have that type of attitude. So
that's mm-hmm. that's a smart response.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. Now, and I completely agree with you. So like you kind of like to what I want to say, but and it's kind of like you're not a true friend if you're trying to peer pressure me to do mm-hmm. the things I don't want to do.
Right.
Like if I don't want to do it, then like accept that.
Right.
And it's just like if you are being peer pressured, like surround yourself with other people that won't put that pressure on you, because mm-hmm. they're not supporting you and they're not being a good example.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I'd say that everybody at some point gets pressured into doing something, or you know, someone wants them to do something. But I'd say don't give in. You know, no matter how much they pressure you, or no matter what they pressure you with, don't give in.
I say, do whatever you do for you.
Yes, you gotta
don't
live.
Don't do it because somebody else wants you to do mm-hmm. it.
Right.
If you want to take an experience in life and experience it, do it because that's something that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that it's okay to go out there and, you know, do drugs or have unprotected sex or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is be you
yeah.
and do you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Just remember that you, at the end of the day, nobody has to live in your skin. You have to live with the choices that you make.
Right.
You have to be able to love yourself and be comfortable in your own skin. So if you can't do that at the end of the day, then
maybe you need to hang around other people.
Right. Be around somebody who motivates you, who encourages you, who wants the right things for you.
If you guys could like have something extra in school for the students, mm-hmm. you know, for me, what I'm thinking in my head is a bunch of kids coming out of school and it's, you know, days out and nobody has nowhere to go. So what they do is they go to the store and there's a big mob of them, and some get in trouble doing things that they shouldn't do. What is it that you think that the teachers or the adults or the people in your lives, the adults in your lives, could create that would deter the students from going out there and doing things that they shouldn't do? What is it that you would want to see? What would you want to do, like an after-school, you know, extracurricular activity or something like that, other than basketball or football, you know?
Besides sports.
Yeah. You know, for me, when we went to school, we had everything. We had home ec, we had auto mechanics, we had drama, we had all that. You know, along those lines.
Maybe to just offer up clubs or classes that give them the opportunity to learn more about the field that they want to go into, mm-hmm. something that they want to do with their lives, and giving them that opportunity would be a way to, you know, get them away from doing those bad things, because they're doing something that they want to do and they're making that choice, and that's what they want to do when they're older. So who wouldn't want that extra?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Shalana?
I say kind of like have like fun trips. I don't know. I was just like thinking like, I mean, if you want to stay out of trouble, do something that's like, you know, not going to get you in trouble. Like, for example, like Bullwinkles or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, or maybe go on like community service trips, like help like feed the homeless, or do something that's going to benefit other people who really need it.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
I think that's a good idea too.
You know, for me, I would love to see if it could be a class during the school year, or even an extracurricular activity, but, you know, something around music, you know, teaching these kids how to, like, use a a turntable or, mm-hmm. you know, learning how to record. That'd be cool. Or, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, even having, like, if they like to sing, having that singing lessons with them. And, you know, this generation is so key onto their music. You know, everybody has a phone or an iPod or, you know, some sort of music player that they listen to. I see teens all the time listening to music. Mm-hmm. And so why not? Why not make that a class and, you know, have people write some raps, throw them on air, you know, like let them.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Let them tell it how it is through their music.
My big thing was theater. Mm-hmm. I loved drama. I could be whatever I wanted to be, mm-hmm. whoever, whatever character. I loved theater. And I would love to see something like that for you guys nowadays. I don't see those kind of things for you guys nowadays. So I would like to maybe work with some of the teachers. Maybe we can work on a theater or a drama.
We could collab.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes, it would be awesome. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd just like to say thank you again for just sharing. I think it's really important that you guys get your opinions out and how you guys feel. It's really important to me, and I know the impact it can have. And so, yeah, thank you guys for just coming onto the show and letting me just chat with y'all. So I'd like to kind of just jump into... Okay.
So we want to talk about...
Yes.
Stuff that happens for girls.
Yes. You know,
just girly things.
You know, things that just only girls would kind of know about.
Right.
Thing that comes knocking on your door once a month.
Oh, yes, yeah, that too.
Yeah. You know. We'll bring that up as well.
Yeah.
So me and my mom were talking, and we're sitting here laughing because it's kind of funny. Only me and my mom know this. But we were talking, and it had come up about, you know, like Lamaya said, the thing that comes knocking on our door once a month. You know,
we try to make
our menstrual cycle. And we were wondering if you guys feel like if you ever thought about having a boyfriend, or when you got to that age having a boyfriend, do you think
that would they should be mad if your boyfriend didn't help you out?
Yeah, told you no, I'm not going to go to the store and get your personal things for you.
Would you be mad? I would be.
Would you?
Yeah,
think that,
I would be mad.
Do you think that they should?
I mean, if I can cook you dinner, then you can go to the store and get me some, what I need.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, I feel the same way. See, I don't have that problem because my husband loves it. He doesn't care.
We know it's not for him.
Right.
So.
Right. Exactly. He doesn't care. He knows what's going on. But you know, sometimes guys can be a little.
You hear that, guys? It's okay.
It's okay. We know it's people not at this store know that.
It's not for them either.
Right. You look like a gentleman.
But, you know, guys can be a little, you know, shy or whatever it may be.
So, if you're listening to me, Marshalia, mm-hmm. right now, just know that, if you know, I have a boyfriend or a husband in the near future.
You better know how to go and get her stuff for her.
Right. Just saying. We all know it's not for you. So, don't be shy.
It's bad enough that us as women have to deal with it. We don't need you men out there, you know, making it a big deal. Mm-hmm. See, just love it or leave it.
I kind of had to throw that in there. I'm sorry, you guys.
We were talking about it yesterday. It was just hilarious the way it came out. However, so being a teen, you know, well, me being an adult, I know that I've made lots of different mistakes as far as parenting my kids. You know, I'm not perfect. But if you had anything general to say that the people in your life are doing wrong. No names. You don't have to say who it is. Just say one thing in your life that one of the adults in your life could change. Mm. For me, being an adult, it would be, thinking back when I was a kid, it would be to stop telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm. That would be what it was for me, because even though I was a kid, I believed I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So that would be it for me. Stop telling me I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's a great question, Mom. Thanks for asking that.
And it doesn't have to be, again, you don't have to, you know, say, hey, this is, well, my mom. You know, you don't have to say which adult in your life it is. Just something that some adult in your life that has done that you've known wasn't positive for you, and you think that maybe they should, like, switch it up a little bit, you know. stop telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about, because I do. That was mine.
Shalana, do you have any?
No, none that I can remember. I mean, okay. I'm pretty much a good child. I mean, I don't really remember. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't really know.
Shalana is my niece, by the way, and Marshalia's cousin. So when we say we get it, we already get it. We got
it.
She's family.
Yeah,
so
we know.
LaMaya, what would you say to any one person that you know has been doing something that just is not favorable for you guys as teens in school and whatever?
Maybe to just preach and not scold.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Preach and not scold. That it really bothers me when, you know, I already know I did something wrong, and especially if I admit to it and I say that I'm sorry, and, you know, they're trying to, you know, help me, but like their attitude and just the way they're handling it, it's kind of in just a negative way, as in they're just like, I'm getting in trouble over it, but they're not really like trying to help me not have this happen again. You know what I mean?
So we're about to take another break, and we'll come back to that topic in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. New member, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but what are the others?
Hi there.
Hello.
This is Pamela, and I am also a member of Bread and Roses, and we just wanted to take this time. First off, if you haven't already called us, what are you waiting for? It's 877-500-5266. I know you want to hear it again. 877-500-5266. And for those who have called, first off, let me start and thank our new member to KBU, Daniel from Tigard.
Yay! Woo, Daniel!
That's the dings for the
new member.
Yeah.
Because it's match 1-to-1, so it's double the money. So,
yay! Okay, and for people who are renewing, thank you so much.
Yes.
James from Salem. Yay.
And
Brad from Southwest Portland. Yay. Thank you. And we know that it's so important to just really recognize everyone who's contributing in all ways to KBOO, this community radio station, this cultural ambassador for Portland.
Yes.
You can also donate, and it's a secure donation site at kboo.fm. Again, you can call us 877-500-5266.
And we just want to give it a little bit of love for school teachers, because, you know, we hear the criticism is important, and the youth have spoken. They want you to listen. But we're not trying to say, you know, that teachers are bad. We understand the struggle. You know, here at KBOO, we have Labor Radio. We've covered issues. We understand the systems and the limitations of the system. I guess we're just suggesting that maybe with the assistance of the youth, you take that up to the folks that tell you how your job should be done, maybe an ally maybe with the youth in a direction. But we wanted to also make sure we were clear as to the cuts that have happened. Mary spoke a lot about how it was at school for her, you know, and we understand the experience is very different for our youth, and the teacher don't have much to do with this. They are also the victim of those cuts. So we wanted to balance that perspective.
And there's still going to be more changes to a lot of the school districts. So there's still stuff going on that you can't completely control, because it is a systemic issue. There's the difference between a problem that just affects, you know, people, and you have the systemic issue, like the actual root cause. And I think what's even important is we've done this, you know, not just on Bread and Roses, on other feminists. Mm-hmm. There's more than one feminist show on KBOO, on Positively Revolting. They had school teachers talking about it, actually from the mouths of other school teachers talking about the problems they face in the educational system. So it's not meant to alienate or isolate. Like, this is one particular perspective tonight from young women in Portland.
And so
877-500-5266 if you want to sponsor this conversation moving forward. We want to keep having those conversation, keep talking, and keep seeing what is important for you, school teachers, but also for our youth. And we're going to go back to this conversation with Marshalia and Mary and Shalona and Lamaya, who are sharing their perspective tonight.
Thank you, Dale. This is Marshalia again, and I have my mother, Mary, on, and like Delphine said, Lamaya and Shalona as well. So before break, my mom had asked the question.
What is it that...
One adult in your life is doing that you think can be changed.
For a more positive mm-hmm. outcome.
Right.
Like I said, for me, it was stop telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that made me feel like I was unappreciated and that my voice wasn't being heard.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that was a problem for me.
Yeah.
And like you said, basically practice what you preach. You know, if you're going to tell me something, tell it to me, but don't scold me over it.
Right.
I get that. You know, I do. I understand.
So before or after we went to break, Shalona, you said that something had popped up into your head. Would you like to share?
I feel like one of the things is like hiding things from me. I mean, I'm older now and I'll be able to handle it. And even if you do keep that secret, I will somehow figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like I will just connect points together. And so it's like, if you do kind of tell me like part of it, don't like sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. And I'm like very blunt. So just tell me straight on.
Okay.
That's actually a very good point. You know, I've raised my kids that way. I don't sugarcoat things because when it comes to you guys' age now, they're going to look back on the things that I said and be like, that's not what you told me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I tell it like it is. Mm-hmm. You keep it real. And, you know, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Parents out there and adults out there, you know, they're telling us, just keep it real with us.
Yeah.
Just let us know. We'll have such a better relationship and understanding of each other if you just keep it real.
Right.
And you know, these aren't babies anymore. These are actual young women with real issues and real concerns about their lives and their futures. You know, we as the adults in this time, we're not doing a very good job of leaving, you know, a wonderful world for our kids and our younger generations, and we need to get it together. And I'm an adult, and I'm in a room right now full of young women, and I can tell you that us as adults are failing you guys. We are failing you, and that is why we're here today, because I want everybody out there, here's the weekly challenge, take one of your children and ask them, what is it that I'm doing wrong mm-hmm. that I can change? That's your weekly challenge, folks out there. Ask one of your teenage kids, any of them, any teenage child that you may know, what is it that I'm doing wrong as an adult that I could change to make your future better? So, you know, and then post it on the net. You know, let us know on Facebook and Twitter what your response is and how that worked out for you. I would love to hear those comments.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. So,
you know, thanks for the weekly challenge, Mom. One thing that I think adults are doing wrong, and I feel like I've been facing this a lot for myself, is making me feel like I'm not equal to them. Like, yeah, I know I'm still, you know, I'm young and I'm fresh out of high school, but that doesn't mean my ideas and opinions and my work ethic is any less than what they have. And I've noticed that in the workforce a lot lately, that I just feel like adults look at me and they don't think that I can be held to the same standard as them. And it kind of shocks me and it frustrates me, because I feel like us as teens, we are capable of doing things that adults are capable of doing.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I mean, we have two hands, we have two feet, and we know how to work. And I've noticed that a lot in the workforce. Obviously, no names, but there are people who do support me. But I don't know. I don't like to feel unequal. We're all humans, we all bleed red, and we should all be treated like anybody else would, you know?
Yeah, for me, you kind of hit an age where, You know, it's time to start talking to your children or your nephews or your nieces or your grandchildren like they, you know, like they know what's going on in life, because they do.
Yeah, we're not stupid. We can put two and two together. And
I thought two and two was five.
Oh my gosh. Mom, you need to learn how to count, okay?
Oh, man.
I'll teach you. I'll help you out.
I feel better.
So.
That's me sniveling.
Yeah, my mom's over here crying. I'm sorry, Mom.
She's going to teach me, you guys.
Two plus two.
It's four.
Okay.
Remember.
Good job. Thanks, Lamaya and Shalana, for sharing. We are going to go on break here in a minute. And after we come back, I would like to talk about
what it's like just being a teen.
Yeah, in society. Just talk about teenage
stuff.
What
kind of things you like to do and what kind of things you want to see. And
how you would change the world if you could.
So, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Mary and Marcellia. You're listening to Bread and Roses. I'm Del, and I'm here with Pamela. And
Hi.
We are here to tell you how important it is that you pick up the phone and call us and share a little bit of your financial wealth with us and also share your feedback. We would love to hear what you love about this program, why you're listening to Bread and Roses. We will share your name on the air. If you have a message, we'll even read it. The number is 877-500-5266. You can also go online at kboo.fm/donate, and you can securely donate there. We are looking for folks that are interested in sustaining KBOO. These are folks that listen a lot. Maybe it's you. You listen very often. You've maybe been a KBOO member in the past, or you've never been a KBOO member. And right now is no better time to renew your membership and or start a brand new membership, because we have a match. So whatever it is that you donate tonight will be doubled automatically. It's like the lottery. It's a win-win situation. KBOO wins, you win, especially because we have lots of thank you gifts, lots of little tokens of appreciation that we could share with you. We got books, and we even have trees if you are interested in having your tree planted in your name, a $75 minimum pledge, and we have shirts and t-shirts. There is a wonderful, beautiful KBOO hoodie that goes for $240 minimum pledge. And you know, $240, that sounds like a lot of money right now, but maybe you can break it down, $20 a month. We would love this, because this way we know what's coming our way through a just monthly donation coming from you. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to support Bread and Roses, to support the voices of youth, to support us supporting Marcellia. You know, Marcellia has been with the collective for maybe about a year now, and you know, she has been coming and learning with us and bringing her perspectives, and when she felt ready, she took on the lead, and here she is. And that's what happens behind the scene, you know. It doesn't happen overnight, and it takes lots of time and commitment. It also takes resources. It takes a lot of small pieces coming together, because we have a budget annually of a little bit over $800,000. So it's a lot of money, but all of us little bits together, we make it happen. And then what we create is this amazing structure that is funded mainly by you, the listeners, which makes us so independent, so able to make the right decisions, prioritize what we know you care about, which is supporting our youth to bring their voices forward. I like to say that 50 years ago, almost 50 years ago, 47 years ago, when KBOO was created, it was created with me in mind. And mind you, I'm only 34, you know? So they knew I was going to come down the road. They knew Pamela right here was going to come down the road. They knew Marcellia was going to come down the road. And that's what they started this community radio station. Today, it is our mission to keep it going. Call us now, 877 500 5266.
So the thing that, this is Pamela, and the thing that I always hear Mary saying, especially during her kitchen table conversations when she hosts Bread and Roses, is that everyone has a story to tell.
Yeah.
It is something we believe in at Bread and Roses and here at KBOO, that there is a story to tell and people who want to listen to it. And just showing us your commitment, even if you are already a member, just renew and increase your monthly donation. You will actually get a one-to-one match for that. So if you're an increasing donor, renewing, that's awesome. So renewing or increasing, it matters.
It matters. Because it's match one-to-one. It's amazing. It's like Christmas. Ooh, and we got somebody to thank.
It's Betty Lynn from Portland, who is renewing and definitely wanted to let us know that Betty loves this show tonight.
This show tonight. Thank you, Betty. I'll give you a Betty Lynn for a ring for you. This is awesome. This is what we do. You know, you share messages with us. We share it back. Please suggest to us topic ideas. Go to our Facebook, our Twitter. Learn about us. Join our collective. We meet once a month. We come together, and then we share this airspace so that as many voices as possible, as many feminist perspective as possible can get out there. And this is what we do here at Bread and Roses. This is what we do at KBOO.
Because we all are generous. Call us at 877-500-5266.
Okay, or kboo.fm online. Back to you, Marshalia.
Thank you, Delphine. I'd also like to say thank you to Betty. I'm so glad that you are tuning in and listening to the show tonight. Thank you. I'm Marshalia again, and I have in studio with me Lamaya, Shalana, and my mother, Mary. So right now, I would just like to talk about what it is to be a teen and maybe some of the things that you like to do and maybe the career you would like to go into after you graduate high school. Either can start.
We'll go this way.
Lamaya. Okay.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Okay. Yeah. At first, I was thinking about maybe becoming a probation officer. Okay. And I was thinking that because, like, for more, like, of the youth community, because, you know, I see that, like, a lot of my friends, they do have, like, some sort of probation officer, or, you know, they get in trouble with the law, but I don't see a change actually happening. I see them hiding it. I see them being more careful. I see them not telling the truth. That's what I see. I don't see growth. I don't see improvement. I don't see a change. And I want to do that, and I want to help the youth in my community, you know, make those better choices. So around something in that area, I know, is what I want to do, and show them that they have someone that cares and someone that can relate to them and, you know, just be there for them.
All right. Yeah, that we need more. We need more of people like that who care about you guys. So,
Well, I say for my career, I like actually have like options.
like I got five.
Yeah. So like, for example, all of them would be like interior design or orthodontist or nutritionist. Again, I'm one of those weird people that like to go to the dentist.
She likes school, and she likes to go to the dentist.
And
man,
I mean, like my most like really what I'm interested in is interior design, because I like to be artistic, and you know, I'm like, I see that table, I like Target, I'm like, oh my god, like I know where I would put that.
Yeah,
in my house. So yeah,
and those are good. Those are good. Good careers to go into. So if let's just say that either one of the two schools that you go to, if they were to offer that class, would you think that more than just you would take it?
Definitely,
yeah.
Yeah, you think that would be interesting? Yeah, I think the schools need to throw in a little bit more electives for our children.
For sure.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It would make school a lot more fun, you know, for their teens. I know I like to go to school because my friends were there, you know, and that's why I like to go and for some classes, but... yeah, for anybody who's listening out there, please listen to your youth. Open your ears and open your eyes to the signs and the messages that they're giving you. I'd like to thank you guys all again for letting me have you on my show tonight. My first show.
Woo-hoo!
I think it was a success. And we are just going to wrap up here tonight. So thank you again. And
thank you.
Yeah. We are
and
out.
We're out.
Yes.
Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
KBOO Portland, the time is 7 p.m. Coming up next is Hard Knock Radio. Stay tuned.